What about youngsters?
Right. Now, the youngsters book is for sort of 3 to 6 year olds, so it's a young book, but of course it'll appeal to anybody who's reading it as well. It's called The Snow Day, and it's by Richard Curtis and Rebecca Cobb. It doesn't look as though we're going to have snow for Christmas, which I suppose is a good thing, though. We always associate Christmas Day with snow, don't we?
Even though we hardly ever get it.
Yeah, but I think it's a good excuse to buy this book then, so you'll appreciate the snow, but be nice and warm. It's written by Richard Curtis. Now, he's the man behind all the feel-good films, Notting Hill, Love Actually, Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Suffolk.
And, of course, I think he's a local man, isn't he?
He's Suffolk, yeah. Warbeswick, yeah.
That's right. So this is his second book for children. And it's beautifully illustrated because it's got really funny and joyful pictures from Rebecca Cobb, who's becoming a very popular illustrator. And it's all about a little boy called Danny. And he wakes up one day and finds that it's snowed. It's snowed very heavily overnight. Everyone else in the town has obviously listened to their local radio station and found out that all the schools have been shut.
Well done, Richard, may I say at this point?
Pardon?
But well done, because that's exactly what we'd be doing. So hopefully
that's
a real experience there, yeah.
So nobody else can get through the snow, but Danny trudges his way through and he arrives at school. But of course, nobody else is there. It's all deserted, all except one other teacher. And this teacher is the one he dislikes most of all, of course. So the story goes on to lightly explain why Danny and the teacher have nowhere else to go except school, so they're why they're the only ones that decided to make it through. And it tracks how their relationship goes from, you know, not liking each other very much to having the best day that they could imagine. They have all sorts of adventures and celebrate the snow and appreciate it together. And it's just lovely. It really sings all the praises of snow, you know, how magical it can be to enjoy the snow and how we all like to play in the snow when the world just seems to stop, or at least go a little bit slower, doesn't it?
And a lot quieter, isn't it, when the snow.
Right.
It's lovely when the snow, yeah. It sounds a lovely book.
It is. I think it's beautiful. Even though it's not snowy, you can lose yourself in that book.
Brilliant. So that's The Snow Day by Richard Curtis and illustrations from Rebecca Cobb. So 3 6-year-olds, that sort of thing. And maybe a good Christmas present for all those grandparents still trying to work out, and aunties and uncles and things, thinking, what should we get?